So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Jay Allen Show. Yes, as we are going into 2023, I guess not going in because today is technically January the 3rd, which is a Tuesday, so it's not going in, but we are already here hanging out doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. So listen, I don't know how your new year has been so far, how you've been enjoying it, and how that kind of fun stuff. Now, I will tell you something that I do see year to year, and as we progress, is people always using that concept of new year, new me. So I sat back for a moment, and I said, what could we talk about today that could be important to you, or maybe important to us, or important just overall? And maybe today we can talk about mindset and the psychology behind it. Now, I will tell you that as we talk about this, there is a lot of stuff to go over. So maybe we should start talking about mindset as we go into the year. So for those who consider ourselves goal-oriented, the idea that we can achieve great things might be based on the right mindset given. But exactly is a mindset on how we get it? Well, maybe that's what we need to discuss. Well, while there are some surefire ways if we're to make it happen overnight, as many people promise, understand that there is no way that you can get that done overnight. I mean, I just want to make sure we understand that. Underlying psychology can identify to get you on your way towards producing better outcomes in your life in certain areas. I mean, that is a possibility to do, but we'll have to talk about that a little bit in detail. So this will be like kind of the first part about mindset as we take a dive into psychology and behind attitudes, because I think that if I try to overpack this with too much information, is this not going to work out? So we'll also focus on what makes us successful to have a successful mindset. And the second part of this, as we'll probably do this on the mini version, we'll share some of the actionable strategies to help you reach your goals. So let's buckle up because we got some plenty of exciting ideas to talk about. So let's go through them together. So maybe we should start off with the portion of understanding the concept of mindset. So much of how we think, feel, and behave is determined by our mindset. Think about that for a moment. Understand that the concept of mindset is paramount to assessing why certain things transpire in our lives, from success to job changes and everything else in between. Mindset refers to the attitude or outlook about something or even themselves, ultimately influence their life as a whole. Depending on circumstances, it could give us some extra boost of confidence that can help during accomplishments, or it can severely hinder them in their thoughts and tend towards to be a little bit more pessimistic. It's vital to recognize that when our mindsets may be taking hold of us and take the necessary steps to change our thoughts and patterns if needed. I mean, I'll tell you, I talk to people that all the time that don't realize that they have earned things in life. And they will turn around and tell me on how they don't deserve. Yes, you're probably right. You don't deserve it. You've earned it. So it's not always easy, by the way, but with practice and self-awareness, bettering our mindset can lead to progressively growing personal and professional success. So far, so good. So let's dive in deeper to the types of mindsets that we actually have. So what are the types of mindsets you might sit there and go? Well, let's talk about those. As you might have guessed, you can hold more than one mindset. In fact, there are believed to be two main mindsets. Psychologist Carol Dweck first proposed the concept of having two mindsets, fixed and growth. So let's kind of discuss them, even though we've discussed them on the show before. The fixed mindset is when someone has the idea about capabilities and potential, believing that their talent and abilities are innate to this. They have developed this far. Failure is a very scary concept for people with fixed mindsets, as it just signifies the end of a particular road. Having a fixed mindset means focusing on given situations, outcomes, rather than the steps taken to reach it. Growth mindset, on the other hand, those with growth mindsets with opportunities and improvement and development regarding themselves as people who can always learn in advance. By opening ourselves to criticism, reframing in our perspective, and taking risks to explore, when we can do so, we can benefit from failures rather than shying away from them. Thus, understanding which types of mindsets we have also allows us to constructively manage our abilities and nurture them even towards meeting our full potential. So in the long run, how does the mindset affect you? Growth and fixed mindsets can profoundly affect the overall attitude, motivation, and accomplishments. As mentioned before, a growth mindset involves believing in that intelligence and that skills are not set in stone, but rather, you know, something that you can work hard through and with dedication. Adopting this mentality allows us to take the risk and approach to obstacles with positivity. You will be more likely to push yourself to reach your goals rather than become discouraged when faced with difficulties. Moreover, when faced with failure, people with growth mindsets are more likely to accept it and take it as a lesson. That is what is learning from the experiences and being able to practice it, and you will be able to give you a massive push towards accomplishing your goals. On the other hand, a fixed mindset implies that you believe that the abilities are limited to genetics and other external sources beyond your control. This also can lead to complacency and an unwillingness to attempt more challenging tasks due to the fear of failure or criticism. You can also imagine how limiting this mindset is, as it ultimately makes you stay in your comfort zone. Ultimately, having a growth mindset is essential to foster creativity and self-improvement. So in summing up this short episode, it is the first part of the series of mindset, as we look closely into the mindsets and the two main types and the types of fixed and growth. We can think of the safe to say that it will all have a little bit of a fixed and a growth mindset in us. The challenge is to recognize the one that's driving our decisions and reaction when it comes to working on cultivating in the aspects of growth mindset. It is not easy, but it can be incredibly rewarding when we see ourselves in the way of learning new things. So if you want to figure out mindset is more prevalent in you or how you can change it to help you grow, we'll jump onto the next part of the series when we do the mini in a few days. Now, listen, I know that this one's going to be extremely short, so it's almost like a mini within itself. But at the same time, I know there's so much going on in this first week of the new year that I don't want to make this one too long for you. I want to make sure you have the information and we're able to move forward. Anyways, this has been the Jay Allen Show. Thank you for taking a listen to what the hell we have going on here on Safety FM. We'll be back on Friday with the conclusion of this one, so make sure to come back around. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM. Seriously, I'm not joking as I say that. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and I'll see you the next time around.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.